Our next guest was researching IUDs, or intrauterine devices, those once dangerous inserts that are now considered among the safest forms of birth control. She noticed that while the more modern models were prohibitively expensive, a new low-cost version, the Lileta, was released in April, and it was funded by one anonymous donor. Then she realized that all the recent studies and initiatives on IUDs were funded by a single anonymous donor. And with a little more digging, it became clear that donor was none other than Warren Buffett, billionaire investor, who quietly helped fund the biggest shift in birth control in a generation, changing people's minds on IUDs while funding an affordable, safe one. Karen Wise tells this fascinating story in Bloomberg Business. She joins us from Seattle. Hi, Karen.
Hi there.
And we'll find out what you found out most recently, but where did this interest in a woman's reproductive rights begin for Warren Buffett?
Yeah, this is really a legacy from his first wife, Susan Thompson Buffett. She was a big supporter of women's rights and reproductive rights for decades. And so the family foundation that supports this, the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation, is named after her. And for decades, they funded a lot of work around abortion rights. But in the past, six, 7 years or so, they've really put a lot towards IUDs and essentially trying to prevent abortions from being necessary in the first place by preventing unintended pregnancies.
She's since passed away. But there was a moment where Warren Buffett realized that his backing abortion rights and acquiring companies might clash.
Exactly. So for a long time, in addition to their private philanthropy, Berkshire Hathaway had a corporate donation program, and each stockholder could designate where they wanted their money to go. And Warren and his wife, Susan, who were significant stockholders, they put a lot of their money into their foundation, and which supported all this abortion-related work. And anti-abortion activists were not pleased, but they finally had leverage over Berkshire when Berkshire purchased this company called Pampered Chef. They sell kitchenwares out of people's living rooms and things like that. And so all of a sudden, Berkshire's business is in homemakers' houses. And then in 2003, Berkshire Hathaway ended that corporate philanthropy program as a way basically to stop that pressure on the company, that it was too much. But at the same time, while the corporate philanthropy stopped, Buffett and his family continued their personal philanthropy to do this anonymously.
Well, and you came across an oral history in which you heard some of Warren Buffett's thinkings about a woman's right to choose.
That's right. I found this 2008 oral history from a woman named Judy DeSarno, who was the former director of domestic programs for the foundation. And she said that for Warren, this was really an economic issue. She called him an economic feminist, that, you know, half of the U.S. is population are women, and if they can't control their fertility, we're kind of wasting half of the brain power of America. And so he came to it almost from this kind of economic perspective of women should have this right, and that's good for everybody for them to have it.
Okay, so over the last decade, where he's focused his money, or the foundation has, is on the development of a safe IUD. Remind us of a little bit of the history of the IUD, because for some people, they hear about this insertable coil, and they recoil.
Yes, exactly. So there was in the early 70s an IUD called the Dalcon Shield. It was a small little device that looked kind of like a little sea creature. It was very popular. Millions of women used it. And it was basically a very poorly designed device. And within a couple years, it was clear that it was very problematic. It caused ectopic pregnancies, infertility. A few women died from the ectopic pregnancies. Within a couple years, it was off the market, and it totally tainted IUDs for a generation of women and a generation of medical providers. So there was this decades-long period where people just wouldn't turn to IUDs at all. But at the same time, in Europe, we saw that IUDs were being developed that were very safe and effective. There's been kind of about 15 years or so of IUDs slowly starting to really return to the market in the U.S., but only really in a meaningful way in terms of the numbers in the past 5, 6, 7 years or so.
And you and others draw the line directly to Warren Buffett's foundation's work. Talk about that, a three-pronged approach to not only make IUDs safer, but to change the thinking about them. And it started with expanding medical research into IUDs. Talk about that.
There was a lot of research that had been going on abroad, but not in the U.S. And so the foundation got a researcher at Washington University in St. Louis to take up this project in what became ultimately the largest medical study of women with IUDs in the U.S. About 10,000 women were signed up from teenagers on up into their 40s, and they were offered any form of contraception of their choice for free and also given various types of contraceptive counseling and family planning counseling. And they found kind of a pretty shocking result that IUDs, which at the time, a couple percentage of the population were using them, they found that 75% of women selected IUDs or the hormonal implant, which has a similar type of mechanism and efficacy. And that really provided a huge jolt to the medical establishment saying, women really want these products, which typically are very expensive and which a lot of clinicians had been kind of scared to give. And this medical study, it's called the Choice Project, went on to produce more than 50 different reports in peer-reviewed journals like the New England Journal of Medicine, in the leading journal of gynecologists and obstetricians. So it really had a huge impact on the medical field.
And then prong two was looking at policies to get IUDs out there. The Buffett Foundation targeted two states, Iowa and Colorado. As you write, just last year, Colorado's Governor John Hickenlooper released the results of an initiative there showing that the teen birth rate dropped 40% from 2009 to 2013. Teen abortion rate was down by more than a third and had saved the state millions of dollars. So suddenly you had results that policymakers could look at. What did they do in Colorado?
It was kind of a soup-to-nuts approach type of thing, both providing free IUDs through public health clinics. They did social marketing campaigns. They had this kind of sassy public relations campaign. And then a lot of it was about working with the providers themselves, so training nurses and midwives and kind of the front line of women that work in family planning, how to counsel women on the device and to let people know how effective they can be. I spent some time in a clinic in Grand Junction, and I saw the midwives there. They were very enthusiastic about the abilities that IUDs have to help women, but they were also very careful not to push them on women. I saw a woman who said, oh, I think I want this, but I'm not comfortable, and I'm going to come back another time. And that's been a big push as well, is that 40% of women tend not to come back for their IUD insertion if they don't get it the same day. So that meant building the capacity for clinics to be able to afford and keep IUDs in stock, because they were hundreds of dollars to maintain in stock. And if you're a family planning clinic, that's a big piece of your budget.
Well, but that's interesting that you mentioned that, because that's one of the concerns now is people who have applauded the work of the Warren Buffett Foundation in getting information about IUDs out there and changing policies and backing the company that made the low-cost version, which just came out this year, to the tune of $74 million, the only donor, the anonymous donor. Now the concern is, you write, that maybe it will go too far, that women will feel pressured to use an IUD because of all of this effort. What are thoughts on that?
For about the past year or so, a number of people who are very supportive of IUDs in general say, we just have to be very cautious about this. And part of that is for kind of years and years, for the whole U.S. history practically, we've had not great record of coercive use of fertility. And an example that many people pointed out to me was the Norplant implant, which in the early 90s came out and was very pushed very heavily in low-income communities. And a number of state legislatures proposed bills that said women could, if they got a Norplant, they could avoid jail time or it would be a condition of welfare or something like that. And none of those passed, but it showed very recently the ability or the instinct to use fertility as a means of kind of social engineering to some degree that a lot of supporters of IUDs find discomforting, and they're scared may happen now because there's such a focus on the efficacy of IUDs. So IUDs are so effective, but they're not for everyone, and there are plenty of reasons why people may choose something else behind an IUD. A woman might like that the pill helps her acne. She might like that condoms prevent STDs. With other forms of birth control, it's in her control to stop, whereas with an IUD, you have to go back to a clinic and have it removed.
How much money, including $74 million to seed this latest low-cost IUD, Lileta, how much money has the Buffett Foundation spent?
They've spent at least $200 million on this effort, at least as far as I know. There could be more effort that I haven't been able to nail down because they do give anonymously. But at least on these three big approaches, this big study in St. Louis, in Colorado and Iowa on this political effort, and then with Lileta, it's been at least $200 million that they've given. The foundation has a lot of money. The Susan Thompson Buffett's original bequest was about $2.5 billion, and Warren Buffett himself has put in so far about $1.7 billion and has more than $4 billion left in his bequest. So it's the third largest family foundation in the country after the Gates Foundation and the Ford Foundation, and almost no one knows about them.
Well, no one in the Buffett organization has confirmed this for you, but it is pretty clear when you look at tax records, the money that's changed hands. And I'm wondering, what about people on the right who oppose not just abortion, but birth control? Is he in any way jeopardizing his empire by doing this?
This is his private money. He owns a huge portion of Berkshire stock, and it's Berkshire stock that he transfers to the foundation every year as part of this bequest. And he has for decades supported this and been able to endure opposition. So I think at this point, if he was uncomfortable with it, frankly, he probably would have stopped. But he's been supporting abortion rights for decades. And as controversial as contraception can be, it's less controversial than that. I spoke with one man who's written about Buffett who said, with his own money, who cares what you think? He's going to do what he wants, and he's not going to change his opinion because of that.
That's Karen Wise. Her article in Bloomberg Businessweek is titled Warren Buffett's Family Secretly Funded a Birth Control Revolution. It's how the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation became the most influential supporter of research on IUDs and the development of a new low-cost one. Karen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
It's fascinating. We'll link you up at herenow.org.